The greatness of Allah can be witnessed in everything, even in the kettle, as Allah Himself says,
وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَنْعَامِ لَعِبْرَةٌ نُسْقِيكُمْ مِمَّا فِي بُطُونِهِ مِنْ بَيْنِ فَرْثٍ وَدَمٍ لَبَنًا خَالِصًا سَائِغًا لِلشَّارِبِينَ.
How great is Allah that Allah gives us pure white milk between the filth and the blood of the cow. Today, Mulana Kara spoke to Brother Riyad from Oriental Butcher with regards to the different cuts that the cattle may be sliced into, and at the end, you will even get a biltong recipe. So first up, they discussed, once the animal is slaughtered, what happens next.
So from a butcher point of view, Mulana, it's a very crucial point of getting the animal out. So once the animal is slaughtered, you need to make sure that there's care been taken in the way everything is processed from there. So a simple thing like how they're cutting the animal, they mustn't just cut it anyhow. The best way to cut it is down the center of the back and then across just under the T-bone section or front of the T-bone section. Get it into four quarters, which makes it easier for all transportation as well as later on, as we'll discuss, the cutting of them, be it a different choice cut from there. So it's very important how they actually split the cow itself and also how they store it. So it mustn't go into plastic bags. A simple thing is if there's space for it to be hanged, it should just be hanged up and just to dry for a few seconds, for a few minutes, and then basically rolled into a fridge or a cooler facility and not put onto newspaper and like I say, into any plastic bags. Plastic bags actually don't give the meat any space to breathe. Being a hot carcass, what happens is it actually holds in all the moisture, and that can be detrimental for the animal itself.
He then explained the different cuts of meat in a cow.
Basically, there's many different cuts that you can get out from the forequarter. You basically get your short rib, you get your brisket, your chuck, and basically on the top of section coming towards the neck. Those are all pieces that you can use for like chewing beef. And then the different ways of cutting it, if you want to, you can T-bone the section that comes towards the T-bone that you can use as a rib eye. If it's T-boned, if it's on the bone, it's basically you can cut it long. It can become tomahawk steak, which is a new cut that everybody goes for. And then once you're coming towards the hindquarters, you basically get your fillet steak, you get your T-bone, you get your rump steak, your top side, silver side, and then obviously you get your what happens is from the T-bone, if you want to, if you don't take the fillet steak out from the inside, you can basically cut the T-bone whole and it can become a club steak. So the different ways of cutting, there's many different ways of cut, and you can get different slices, different cuts out of all the different meat.
What are the most tender cuts from the cattle?
So if we're looking at tender meat itself, we're going to go for the fillet steak on the hindquarter and the rib eye in the forequarter. And then just after the fillet steak, basically, the next most tender part of it is going to be your rump steak.
Okay, so basically it's chewed meat and the pot roast comes from the chuck area.
You can cut it from the chuck. So some guys prefer to cut the chuck whole, where you can have it a nice big piece of meat which you can fry or grill, or you can cut it up into two pieces to use for stew. They both come out very nice. It's quite tender meat as well. The younger the cow, the more tender the meat.
Riyad, you tell us more with regards to the brisket. You know, the brisket, which is the breast of the animal. More information regarding the brisket.
The brisket is a very nice portion of the meat. It's got a soft bone it's got a soft white bone. It's got a nice piece of meat on the top, sometimes a bit fatty and sometimes not, depending on how the cow is. It's very good quality meat. Again, the brisket, you can cut it up into curry pieces. You're not gonna. Some people prefer bony pieces in their curry, then they go for the brisket cut up for curry pieces. Or you can cut it into nice thin slices. That's the best. I myself prefer it into slices. It's perfect for frying and for frying. It comes out really nice.
Regarding the chuck area, you know, the chuck is the meat that comes from the shoulder and can sometimes be considered tough, but super flavorful, can I say. What are the different types of cuts from the chuck region?
So basically the chuck as well comes in two different pieces. The top half is called a blade. You can cut that off and you can cut it into slices as well, or you can debone that section and you can actually use it with deboned brisket. There's a recipe that's at the moment out and people are preferring that, where they're actually making the mince from deboned section section of the chuck and a T-bone section of the brisket. They're mincing it and putting it together and making out patties from it. Just ground patties. Those are coming out very, very nice. So the chuck can be used for that, for deboning purposes. The blade can be used, like I said, for frying. Some of the guys like a nice big piece of the chuck, where they put it onto a braised stand, just that piece. They cut it nice and thick. And yeah, there's about three or four people that can eat from that one slice, provided that it's a big piece of chuck.
Okay, now coming to the ribs area. You know, we're all familiar with the rib section of the animal or the cow's ribs and the backbones, and describe it of marbling, which gives this great flavor. And I think it's one of people's favorites. In fact, it is my favorite as well. Let me just imagine, Rian, barbecued ribs, one of our favorites. More information regarding the ribs.
The ribs are very nice section of the meat as well. The bone holds the meat quite well. And there's a few guys that take the rib, they cut it into a nice thick piece, and then you pre-cook it in a sauce. You can take it out, and then the fat actually separates from the meat. And then the meat around the bone is actually very, very, very tender. Absolutely tender. You can cut it in rashers style. So if we cut it absolutely thin, we're going to get it out what they call rashers. It's those small bones at the bottom and just the section of meat on top of it. Or you can cut it into thick pieces like Molana likes it. You can put it into like a sort of a roast rub. So I know any of the restaurants use it in the thicker slices. And they basically prepare it before time. They cook it. They pressure cook it for a few minutes with the sauce in it. Then they take it out and grill it. It comes out terrific.
Mm. The other area is the shank area, which is the animal's forearm, and I think it falls in front of the brisket. Is this meat really good? You know, and what do you normally make from this part of the cow?
So the shin itself, we refer to it as shin or the shank. It just depends on how you want to prepare it as well. That many people also like it for curry. We cut it. You can cut it into slices. You can't really make it into chunks. Those more into slices. The four of the two shanks from the front of the cow, that's in the forequarters, they've got a lot of muscle in them, much more than the hindquarters. You can basically use both the forequarters and hindquarters. You can use it in your curry. Those are not very much liked for braai or any other cut. They prefer it for curry.
Another thing very common these days is to process the meat into sausages and patties, etc.
What about processing the animal, the kurbani animal? You know, is it a good idea to make sausages, patties, and vors?
Gee, so once you debone the hindquarter of the basically the buttock of the cow,
yeah,
you get out your silver side, your top side, and you get out your knuckle. After that, they trim it down slightly before they slice it. So what happens is the offcuts from there are very tender, the usable meat. You can actually use it for process. But then the problem comes in where if the animal is too small, you're not going to get out too much of processed meat from there. It is a good idea, it can become a bit tricky. If the animal doesn't have a lot of fat on it, then the product is going to tend to become a bit dry. The animal's got too much of fat on it, then you're going to be wasting. So it is a bit tricky. But if you've got a nice animal that's not too fatty and not very lean, then processing becomes an option, and it's actually very nice and juicy. Like you get it from a butcher, you can get it from your carcass.
And now, what you all have been waiting for, the biltong recipe.
That final question with regards to biltong. You know, when it comes to recipes, people don't normally share recipes, especially when it comes to biltong. We're going to ask you for your special recipe, a tasty recipe for biltong. Riyad, if it's okay with you.
Okay, so biltong, it just depends on all the different guys. There's many recipes out there. There's even people that are in home industries and guys that are at home that have tried different things, because biltong is such a thing that it's become, people have got more and more knowledge on it, and they've tried different stuff, and everything comes out very nice. But one that I can share with you is you take your meat, you take a cup of vinegar and a little bit of water, mix it together, and let your steak basically stay in there.
Yeah.
You can put in there. So many different guys use different Robertson spices. There's one that's called allspice. There's a barbecue spice. There's a few of them that you can use from Robertson's. Just basically dry seasoning that you throw into there. There's also a very nice biltong spice that comes from Crown National. The spice's name is Safari Biltong.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That you can use as a base. You can basically put it onto your meat, because it's got everything in there. It's got the right amount of salt. It's got the right amount of spices. It's got a bit of a rough spice on it as well. So you treat your meat with that, and then basically you can top it up with many other things. Like I said, you can use a Robertson spices. Some guys are even using a wet green masala that they're just putting on top of it. You can also use dry chilies. You can use just dry masala, basically ground chili.
Mm.
That comes out nice as well. But the best of the best is always to first treat it in the base sauce and then work your way up from there. If you like it strong,
so the base sauce being
masala.
A cup of vinegar and water mix.
Chi.
And then add on your safari.
Chi. So okay. the vinegar and water actually soaks in. And then the best thing to do is let your meat soak in the marinade for at least a few hours. Some people prefer a day, and then hang it up.
Okay. What about the usage of Worcester sauce and brown sugar?
Worcester sauce is also going to be doing the same thing exactly like your vinegar. It's just more powerful. So even Worcester sauce is an option. And like Mulana said, even the brown sugar has become a new which is actually used in there. So it gives it that nice sweetish taste behind it.
Yeah, Jazakallah, really sounds tantalizing. And Jazakallah so much for sharing with us your recipes. Much appreciated, my brother.
Sallallahu Subhanallah. Sallallahu Subhanallah.